Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I'm your host, Valerie Bropley, and you're having a corner conversation with Val. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. It feels so weird sitting here because I feel like I haven't been back in like a minute. I was gone for like a month since the last episode, but it feels like I was gone for like 6 months. That's how long it's been. But I just want to say I'm sorry. I know I said last episode I was coming back ready. We'll be posting. I was excited. And like my pastor says, life be life. And life was life in December, y'all. Whew. Oh my goodness. Happy 2025. This is the first episode of the new year. Wow, I've been gone a minute, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't want to make promises here because God be having me go on sabbaticals that I don't intend on going. And then I just go in and then I forget. So, but I hope to be back consecutively for this year, especially for season two, because this is technically season two. We just prolonged it. But yeah, I'm excited for what God has for this year, for this new season. I have some, like I said last time, I really do have some fire topics and some amazing guests, one of my favorite peoples. I can't wait. So let's get into the episode. You can probably tell by the title. But today we're talking about obedience. And I feel like it was only fitting since we're going to 1 year of Val's Corner. Like, what? That is crazy. Like, around this time last year, I was fasting for this podcast. Like, I think I had just finished my, because it's the 16th today or something. It's one of those days, I think. But I had just finished my fast for this podcast, and I had just recorded my first episode for this podcast. So it's crazy to see how far God has taken this and the people we have, God has impacted from these episodes and just my testimonies and stuff. So technically, yeah, because season one was pretty much my testimonies, if you think about it, and everything God has brought me through and how. So I'm excited. I went through a lot of crushing for you guys. I'm just saying God put me through the ringer in 2024 so we can get some fire topics. I'm excited. But yeah, so I feel like it was just only fitting to talk about obedience for season two, episode two, because I had to be obedient for this album, for this podcast to even come alive. So we're talking about hearing God's voice, how to know God's voice. Because sometimes when I first started my walk with Christ, that's something I struggle with, like knowing God's voice, knowing the voice, and not like knowing the difference between God and the enemy and also outside voices. So because for this app, for this podcast, like I had to be obedient and know God's voice, that this was a path he wanted me to go on. And this hasn't been an easy path, I'm not gonna lie. Some of these topics came from pain and like a lot of crushing I had to do and a lot of talking to God and a lot of crying and praying. So it came with a lot of pain with this episode. And many times when it comes to being obedient with God, it comes with a lot of pain, questioning, like, God, is this you really you? But if you know his voice and you recognize his voice, sometimes it won't come with a lot of questioning. But I feel like sometimes when God tells us to do something, just many times we question it, but that's just our human nature. So, but when it came to this podcast and when God spoke to me about this, I'm not going to lie, I was scared at first. I'm like, how am I supposed to do this? Like, God, how is this supposed to make sense? Like, how is this a thing I do? Because, like, it's not like a regular, easy thing. Like, I had to find a producer, someone. I was like, I was having all these, like, logistic things, and God was like, you're fine. I got you. And he did. I had my producer right there in the church, you know? People around me. So God really handled everything. How I got mine. The gears, the mics and stuff. I didn't even pay for it. People gifted it to me, which was amazing. So it's like God really took care of everything. I'm over here questioning him. And I feel like that happens a lot when we hear the voice of God. When God tells us to do something, because let's be honest, many times it's things we wouldn't think to do ourselves. It's things we wouldn't in our human nature push ourselves to do. So when you hear God tell you to like instruct you to do something, like, or what if it's like sometimes God was like, give this person $100 and be like, $100, God. That's all I got. What you mean give it to them? Like, how else am I going to pay for stuff? So it's like that when God tells us to do something, it comes with a lot of like, sometimes, many times, fear. And that's something I struggle with a lot in 2024. So I know I said I was going to do a little recap of 2024 as well, because it wasn't an easy year. I have a couple episodes that's going to go in depth with what happened, but I just want to say, like, last episode was talking about pain and the fear I felt about when it comes to pain and being crushed. But God is slowly taking away my fear and things like that surrounding pain, because like pain is inevitable. Like, we're gonna go through some type of pain, and within that pain, it really do produce something greater. And if you listen to God as well during your crushing season, it's gonna help you become a better version of yourself. So when you're doing your crushing season, you also have to listen to God and what He wants you to do next, and how He wants you to heal, and how He wants you to overcome these things you're going through. So obedience and pain, I think that for me, they play hand in hand, because I have to listen to God during my crushing season. I can't listen to outside voices. Like, I need to know what God wants me to learn within the season, because if you don't learn what God wants you to learn, not what you think you need to learn within that situation, He's going to have you repeat it. And I say that from experience. There's so many like seasons I've gone through over and over because I just didn't learn what God wanted me to learn. And He brings it back because He wants you to heal from that thing. So there are a lot of times I went in a cycle, and I kept going around and around until I learned what God wanted me to learn from that. So, yeah. So 2024 came with a lot of heartache, a lot of grief. Went through a surprising grief that I wasn't expecting, and I thought I was going to handle it well. I went through a season also without not hearing from God because I wasn't in my word. So I have something here about obedience I wanted to share. It says, what does the Bible say about obedience? Obedience to God's command is the true sign of your love for God. And the only way you can know if you're obeying God is by knowing His word. So the funny thing I mentioned is, like, I wasn't getting instruction from God because I wasn't in His word. And when you read your word from God, that's when He tells you things. He reveals things to you within that one scripture or within that whole chapter you're reading. And I've come to know that the more I read, it's like, whoa, I'm very animated when I read the Bible. I've come to realize that. So it's like, whenever I'm like studying stuff, I'm very like out loud. I'm talking out loud. So it's like, whoa, wait, God, chill. And then like, it'd be one of those like, that's what He wanted me to learn. Like, I'm very animated when I read. So during season where I wasn't pressing into God, I wasn't praying as much, I wasn't hearing His voice, because many times that's how God speaks to us, when we're in His presence, when we're in His word. So instruction and things like that comes from God. Like, if you need a sign for something and you're like, God, I need a sign. Is this really you? Like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Like, you get those answers in His presence, in His word, when you're reading the Bible. Because many of the times, granted, the Bible is written aeons ago. My friends like to joke, I was walking with Jesus. No, I wasn't. I wish I was. But they like to joke and say, that's how old I am. Yes, but the Bible was written so long ago, but so many other things people in the Bible went through is something, as many times as the things we're going through right now. Because with God, there's no like limit. There's no time difference with Him. Like, He doesn't work in our timing. So like, reading the Bible, you get instruction on how to deal with certain things, how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with doubt. Because there are a lot of people in the Bible that went through, I promise you, legit, almost all of the things we're struggling with right now, and God helped them through it. So reading your words when you get the instruction you need from God. And it said, we should obey the commandments of Christ, not as fearful slaves, but as loving children of God, trusting in Him who created us to be in communion with Himself. So I feel like when it comes to the obedience, you also have to trust what God is telling you. And so trust that it's coming from God. So many times, like, especially if you... I feel like sometimes if you say a plan out loud, the enemy's always listening. That man, he got ears. He got little demons running around. He listens to what you're saying. So many times when we say our wishes and things we want or things we desire, the enemy's also listening. So that's when you have to distinguish the two, who's giving you what you think you need, like what you want. Because many times God gives us what we need. Not all the time. It's not what we want. Because many times our wants don't align with His. So if you're saying you want a relationship, you want a boyfriend, you want $1 million, you want to be rich and stuff, just remember the enemy is also listening, and he can try to give you all those things you want, but in a different way. But God will give you what you need and give you 10 times more if you're listening to Him and you know His voice. Because if you don't know God's voice and you think the enemy is talking to you, when the enemy is talking to you and think that's God, it's not going to work out well. Because the enemy can give you what you want. Like, he can give you the big house. But what's going to come with that big house? Are you just going to be in debt with that big house? are you going to have to go in for forbearance later? But if you listen to God and what God is telling you and your dreams align with his, what his dream is for us, you could get the big house, but you can also go within a debt-free. You can get the car with the house. So God plans are bigger than our plans. So just make sure when you're saying your dreams and your goal, make sure you're listening to God and you're doing it in his presence as well. You don't just want to just go and be like, say all the things you want. Yeah, yeah, but like you also have to be in tone with God to make sure that's what he also wants for you. Because I feel like so many times there's a lot of things we want. And when we don't get it, we think God didn't listen to what we wanted. But he's always listening. He's like, he's probably like, I got you. I got something better. Like you over here boo-hooing crying when I got something here better. Granted, it's not going to happen in the timeline we want. And that's something I'm struggling with, guys. Knowing God's timeline and my timeline are not the same. Okay? We're working on it. But yeah, God's timeline and our timeline is for some, many times not the same. It never like, it's never the same half the time. Sometimes we get things in an instant, like people in the Bible. And sometimes it takes years. The Israelite was wandering, not for 5 years, but for 40 years, you know? So I don't pray that upon anyone's life, but just be okay while you're waiting and be in tune with God and listen to him. There's a, I don't know where the scripture is from. Please don't get mad at me, but it's from, I'm pretty sure it's from John. It said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. Let me actually look that up to be biblically accurate, but I'm pretty sure it's from John. It says, my sheep know my, my sheep hears my voice and they follow me. Yep, it was John. Yeah, NLT said, my sheep listens to my voice. I know, see, that's better. See, this is why you got to go to scripture, you know? Sometimes we think we memorize scriptures, but what they tell, we don't. I'm not very good at memorizing verses and things like that. But the NLT version said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So Jesus speaks, God speaks, but we also need to listen to the to their voice because he knows us. So if God knows us, if Jesus knows us and they know our voice, we should know his as well. And they follow me. So it's a, it's like a good relationship. You know, we got to know each other to know each other's voice. Like, what's it called? I'm pretty sure my pastors preach on this. They preach on a lot of topics. But for, I just got the remembrance where they made a reference when like, it was Pastor Liz. Shout out Pastor Liz. Where she knows the voice of her kids. Like if some one of them speak, she's like, I know who that is. So it's kind of like God, when we speak, God knows who you are. He knows you by your voice. He recognizes it just like a mother will recognize her children cry, her children's voice, their laughter. God knows all these things and he wants us to know the same for him. Like, and when you're in communication with God, if you know, have a real relationship with him, you would truly know his voice. Cause it's like any one of your friends, like my friends, I know many of their voices, how annoying half of their voices are. And I can distinguish all of their voices, just like mine. They could tell. I ain't gonna lie. I have a very squeaky, unique voice in law. So when I speak, many of my friends are like, that's Val, that's Valerie. Like they know my voice because they have that relationship with me and they build that relationship over time. They're not just going to have like, we meet on first like encounter. We're not having a relationship. We don't text. We don't get to know each other. We don't go out and stuff. And they're automatically going to know, like recognize my voice in a crowd. No, we have relationship. We talk, we commune together, we fellowship. So they're going to know our voice. And that's the same thing with God. Like, if you're talking to God, you're praying, things like that, you get to know his voice. And when you're not doing that, and that's something I learned the hard way, when you're not in communication with God, if you're not talking to him on a daily basis, if you're not praying, you're not reading your word, many times God won't speak to you because like you're not seeking him. It's like, I like to do this. It's like a relationship with anybody you have here on earth. If you're not going out of your way to like build that friendship by talking, texting, going out, I'm not saying you have to do that all the time. That's the difference between our earthly people and God. No, God tells us to never stop praying, to seek him daily. Because that's the enemy. When we're not there, that's when the enemy creeps in. That's when you think it's God's voice and it's really not. And it's the enemy because you're not in your word and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So the enemy creeps in and you think that's God when it's like, psych, that's not God because you weren't talking to me. So it's like, it's like one of those, it's like a friend, they're gossiping, you think it's your friend, but they're not really a friend. They're talking behind your back and it just wants you to fail. That's the enemy. That's how I think that enemy. The enemy's literally an enemy. That's weird. I just said that aloud. But yeah, so for me, like when I'm not reading my word, when I'm not talking to God, when I'm not praying, when I'm just in my feels and I expect God to like speak to me, he goes silent during those periods. I'm not going to lie to you. There was a season where God did not speak to me at all. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes God don't speak within challenging season. But if I'm not, it wasn't a challenging season. I wasn't doing anything. I was just not in my word. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So God was just not speaking to me. We just didn't have that relationship at that moment. It was like one of those furniture that just goes silent. So God went silent with me because I went silent with him. So I would just stress, it's very important. I'm learning really the importance of continuing to be in your word, because every time I'm not like tied to God, my life just doesn't work out. Well, I just got a whole flashback of how my life wasn't working. But yeah, so obedience to God is very important, because let's say I didn't listen when God instructed me to do this podcast. Who knows all the people that I did affect, how I was going to slow down their delay, their purpose, their season or thing, like where they were going to. Who knows if I just didn't listen and I wanted to listen to my flesh and I wasn't obedient. Because obedience to God is not just, shout out Jeremiah, it's not just for us, but it's for always the next person. My young adults leader, young adults pastor always said, we're not on this earth for us. We're here for the next person. Our salvation is not just for us. It's for someone else's salvation. So you not being obedient to God is stopping someone from actually even getting to God, building that relationship with God. So when God tells us to do something, granted in our emotions, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't make sense. But God doesn't make sense. Just think about it. This man created the earth in 7 days. Six, you rested on the seventh. So it's like, that doesn't make sense. All the things he created, the miracles God did, the miracles he continues to do, it doesn't make sense. God doesn't make sense. So if God is telling you to do something and it doesn't make sense to your humanity, just know many times it's from God, because God don't make sense. Because the enemy is going to give you what you want and it's going to feel good. But when God tells you to do things many times, it doesn't feel good, if I'm being honest. Half the time God had, when he instructed me to do something, it's like, yeah, I don't feel good. You sure, Lord? Can I be honest with y'all? Granted, no one's talking back to me, but like, if you want to comment, like, many times when God tells you to do something, do you go back and be like, you sure? Like, do you question God? Because when I would do that, it felt like I didn't have enough faith in God, like doing that. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I have faith in God. Like, I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to work out. But like, in that instant, when I hear him, like, his instruction, because he has told me to do many things, and I'm like, it don't make sense how that going to work out. But okay. But I'm like, you sure? Like, you sure you want to bless that person? You sure I should do this? You sure I should speak that, like, to that person? Because there was an instant where, like, an incident where I keep going back to where God told me to talk to somebody. I was like, but at the same time, I wasn't sure. So I wasn't sure if that was truly from God. So I was like, give me peace if I'm meant to speak to this person. Like, and I didn't get the peace, because at first I thought it was from God. Like, I felt it on my heart, having like to speak to the person, and he gave me the words and things like that. But I had to go to my mentor and stuff. I'm like, is this normal that I think it's from God, but I'm not sure? So like, I prayed on it. I talked to like my mentor and one other friend, and like, is this normal? Like, I'm questioning if I should say these things to this person. And it ended up, I'm still not exactly sure about that situation, because everything I was supposed to say to that person, it was in sermons. Our pastor was preaching about it. It was in the young adult, like, teachings and stuff. So I was like, was I meant to say it to that person? Or, like, was I meant to keep it on my mind? Like, I'm still confused a little bit. But, like, I got a sense of peace not saying it at the same time, like, not sounding like that person. So I'm like, I'm one of the situations I wasn't really sure if it was from God. Because there's so many times we think we hear from God and, like, you feel it so heavy. But I would say pray on it. Talk to someone if you have to. Like, you don't have to disclose what God said to say to that person. But I heard something and I'm not sure if I should say this. And, like, there's nothing wrong with seeking God guidance if you think you heard something from God. Because sometimes we're not sure. And that's okay. And it's, God says seek wisdom all the time. So if you seek wisdom and you pray about it, and you also go to him to make sure that's what he wants, if he confirms it and tell you to go ahead and do this, because sometimes, many times God tells us to do something and sometimes it's an instant thing, like, you got to do it right then and there, and boom, boom, boom. But sometimes it's like, he gives you instruction, but like, he gives you something to do, but he doesn't give you the instruction. So I was like, I'm confused. So many times when that situation, like, I got into a couple, but that's the one that's prominent on my brain right now. I was like, I felt like it was from God. Like, I got it in his presence. Like, I was in his presence when I felt it. So I was like, I'm not sure though. So I'm not sure. And I was glad I was hesitant on it a little bit instead of like rushing to like say what I thought I was from God, because everything ended up being a sermon. So either way, that person was getting it. You know what I mean? So I'm still working on God with that, but I felt a sense of, I felt okay. Not, I want to say I felt peace. I felt okay not telling them because I felt like they were getting it, if not for me, but for other people. So I would say seek wisdom when it comes to like hear, when you think you heard from God, like go to a mentor, a pastor, a trusted friend. I'm not saying you have to disclose what God said again, but just make sure you're doing everything with wisdom and God's guidance and guidance from other people if you think you heard something, but you're not sure. Because it's better to like seek guidance and like make sure it is correct than just go and speak. Because sometimes we think it's from God, but sometimes it's our own emotion, if that makes sense. We want something for somebody so much, sometimes we will ourselves into thinking it's from God. So I had to make sure it wasn't my emotion talking, and I wanted, it's what I wanted to say than what God wanted to say. So I was very hesitant on saying that. There are some things God says that I'm like hesitant, like I pray about it for a minute, and then if he gives me the sense of peace to like, okay, go ahead, then I'll go ahead. But there's some things he tells me to do on the inside. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll do it. And then, so obedience is tricky. You have to like have a sense. If you're in communion, you have to have a sense of like wisdom. You have to use the wisdom and also be like completely sure and completely in tune with God. So you don't make any mistake or you don't speak out of your emotions or because you can hurt somebody, you know? So yeah, I'll say that. I have a couple scripture I want to share on that note. That I really liked. So let's go to scripture because, you know, Bible is very important. You gotta back up with scripture, you know? John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You know? Yeah. If you love someone, you're gonna follow what they say. But God, no, there's no sometime with God. He's telling you, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that's a fact, you know? We love God, so we do what God says. We should do what God says. Many times we don't. I'll say that. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Wow. I didn't even recognize that one. That's good. I'm going to have to dwell on that one. That's good. 1 Peter 1:14. I'm going to say that again. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Wow. I'm going to sit on that one for a minute and I'll get back to it because that's good. In Isaiah 1:19, there's a lot of 1:19s in here. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. This is a promise God is saying. If you're obedient to him, because he made a lot of promises like that. Like, if you follow me, if you do as I say, I will bless you. And this is another promise. One thing God's going to do, if you read a word, you're going to notice God makes a lot of promises to us. So I don't know why so many times we doubt it and we don't believe it's going to happen. It's just our human nature. We need to like remember his promises. It's very important because he says, like, he gives us instruction. If we do this, it will come true. And many times it will come true. Like, I'm a living miracle, you must say. If you're willing, Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. As simple as that. You just got to do what it say. You're willing. Also, you have to be willing. You can just, I guess I'll do it. My pastor said you also have to be a cheerful giver. Like, if you cheerfully give to the Lord, he will bless you. Like, if it comes from your heart, not out of reluctant, like, I have to. Like, we shouldn't have a spirit of I have to rather than I get to. It's a privilege. I get to do these things. It's a privilege. I get to give unto God. Because so many people don't have monetary things to give to God. So back then they had to like give lands and sacrifice things. Now it's just monetary. So they shouldn't have a spirit of I have to. Don't you have a feeling? I get to. It's a privilege to give unto God. Because especially how he blesses you. If you're still breathing, you get to give unto God. And then he's saying, if you do that, he'll give back to you. So just be in tune, read your word, pray. It's very important. And God's going to give you more than you can possibly imagine. And I cannot wait for the blessings God's going to give unto my life for this year, 2025. I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic, you know, for 2025. 2024 didn't look how I wanted to. I had to sit back and like really reflect on the year. I did like a journal of 2024 and reflect on everything God did for me. Also things that didn't happen that I wanted to. and all my emotions I put into it. I literally did a journal. I was in there for 2 hours. It felt like just writing. So sometimes you just have to sit back and like really reflect and see like what went wrong, what I didn't do, and what God did as well, and within what you didn't do, because He's still gonna work even through our disobedience many times. So just be obedient to God, listen to Him, keeping relationship with Him is very important, and you'll be straight. I'm not gonna say there won't be no trials. He never said that. There will be no trials and no pain if you do what I say and you follow my rules and my commandment. He didn't say that. He's saying if you do all these things, but at the same time, while doing those things, there's gonna come some struggles. I feel like whenever there's a relationship with God, it's a two-way street many times, you know? You gotta work on it. Any relationship worthwhile, gonna take work. So just work with God. He's gonna work with you. Amen. So I hope this episode blesses you guys. And I hope whatever path you are on, just listen to God. Go to Him. Seek wisdom outside if you think like God isn't talking in that moment. So just be persistent because He's persistent with us. Keep knocking if you think He's not answering. Just keep going. So yeah, I can't wait to see you guys next week. I hope you like this episode. And I'm so excited for season 2. I promise we'll be more consistent. So have a great day. Bye. Happy 1 year. Yay.